You said back in the early days that there was quite a community spirit in the Largo. Can you think of any other instances outside of the church holidays and ceremonies that you all got together and celebrated things or had a good time?
Well, the people used to be closer together. They used to have an annual picnic, 1st of July. And this was quite an event. Like the two of the families would get together, and the men would probably buy a case or two of a keg of beer, I should say, or two. And they used to have community races. Like they have sack races and egg races and different type, all kinds of ladies' races and children's races of different age and all that different. And they used to give a few prizes up in those days. And pretty much everybody from the town used to show up in those places. But after when different type of clubs started and the town got bigger, well, people got away from that quite a lot.
Mm-hmm.
They still have baseball and sports activities now, which has gone individually more than in those days. But that, in those days, they used to have the same thing. They used to have community dances and nuclear parties, social parties. The social parties used to be operated by the church group, and the nuclear parties the same way. This is the way they would raise their a little money for the churches by having community parties and dinners once in a while. It was done by ladies' auxiliary groups,